A comprehensive guide to the 2026 July value-added tax filing period, eligibility, and procedures. As a general rule, the filing and payment of value-added tax, VAT, for July 2026 must be completed between July 1 and July 25. However, since July 25, 2026 falls on a Saturday, the deadline is extended to Monday, July 27. Corporate taxpayers, individual general taxpayers, and certain simplified taxpayers should check in advance whether they are required to file, review their sales and purchase records, and verify the revised surcharge regulations. The deadline for filing and paying value-added tax for July 2026 is from July 1, 2026 to July 27, 2026. The entities required to file a report are corporate businesses, individual general taxpayers, simplified taxpayers who issued tax invoices in the first half of 2026, and businesses that transitioned to general taxpayers as of July 1, 2026. Be sure to review the changes for 2026, including an increase in the surcharge rate for falsified or fraudulent tax invoices, the requirement for media content creators to submit cash sales reports, and stricter enforcement against businesses operating under false names. By reconciling data on output tax, input tax, deductible expenses, electronic tax invoices, credit card sales, and cash receipts before filing your VAT return, you can reduce the risk of errors and additional taxes. Since eligibility for reporting and the specific criteria may vary depending on the type of business and industry, it is safest to confirm the details through the National Tax Service's home tax website or a tax agent. Overview: July 2026 is the filing and payment period for value-added tax, VAT, on transactions from the first half of 2026. Businesses calculate their tax liability by deducting the VAT included in business-related purchases from the VAT on their sales. Conversely, if the deductible input tax exceeds the output tax, a refund may be issued. Key points to check for this filing include the filing deadline, who is required to file, whether simplified taxpayers are subject to exceptional filing requirements, stricter surcharges related to tax invoices, and the obligation for media content creators to submit cash sales statements. This article serves as a practical checklist for domestic businesses preparing for the July 2026 VAT filing. July 2026 VAT filing and payment period category details filing and payment period Wednesday. July 1, 2026 Monday, July 27, 2026 standard deadline, July 25, 2026 actual deadline for 2026. Since July 25, 2026 falls on a Saturday, the deadline is extended to Monday. July 27, filing methods electronic. Filing via the National Tax Service's home tax, filing through a tax agent, in-person filing at the local tax office, etc. If the value-added tax, VAT, filing deadline falls on a Saturday, public holiday, or similar day, the deadline is generally extended to the next business day. Since July 25, 2026 is a Saturday, it is crucial in practice to treat Monday, July 27, 2026, as the deadline for filing and payment for July 2026. However, considering potential delays in accessing the electronic filing system, missing data, or payment limit issues, it is advisable to prepare your return and verify your payment method at least a few days before the deadline, rather than waiting until the deadline itself. Taxpayers subject to the July 2026 filing eligibility for the July 2026 value-added tax, VAT, filing varies depending on the type of business and the tax period. Category filing requirement. Key points to check: corporate businesses required to file generally subject to the final filing for the first period of 2026. The applicable filing period must be verified based on whether an estimated return was filed. Individual general taxpayers required to file based on transactions from January 1, 2026 to June 30, 2026. Simplified taxpayers who issued tax invoices in the first half of 2026 may be required to file simplified taxpayers are generally required to file once a year. However, if certain conditions apply, such as the issuance of tax invoices, they may be required to file in July. Businesses that transitioned from simplified to general taxation as of July 1, 2026 may be subject to filing a settlement. Filing for the tax period prior to the transition may be required. Tax-exempt businesses, generally not subject to VAT filing, you must separately verify whether there is any VAT taxable sales revenue. Eligibility for filing may vary depending on the business sector, tax classification, whether tax invoices were issued, and whether there was a change in tax classification. Be sure to review the filing guidelines on the National Tax Service's Home Tax website and verify your business's basic information. VAT calculation structure. The basic calculation structure for VAT is relatively simple. Tax payable equals output tax, input tax, tax deductions, slash exemptions, plus surtax output tax. Output tax is the value-added tax collected by a business from clients or consumers when supplying goods or services. You must calculate this by aggregating electronic tax invoices, credit card sales, cash receipt sales, cash sales, sales through delivery apps and platforms, and online shopping mall sales. Input tax is the value-added tax included in expenses incurred for business operations. To claim an input tax credit, the expense must be business-related, supported by valid documentation, and not subject to any legal restrictions on deduction. Common items that are difficult to deduct deductions for the following items may be restricted even if the expenses were actually incurred. Personal expenses not directly related to the business entertainment expenses subject to statutory deduction restrictions. Input VAT related to the purchase, lease, or maintenance of small passenger vehicles used for non-business purposes. Input tax related to tax-exempt businesses' expenses for which there is no valid supporting documentation, such as a tax invoice, or for which the documentation was issued inaccurately. Key points to check regarding VAT changes in 2026 based on the 2026 filing guidelines provided. The following changes must be verified before filing. Since actual applicability may vary depending on individual business circumstances, the effective date, and specific requirements, you must review the National Tax Service's guidance and tax law amendments together before submitting your final return. Change key details. Businesses that need to verify increase in surcharge rate for fabricated or false tax invoices, the relevant surcharge rate has been raised from 3% to 4%. As announced, all businesses that issue or receive a large number of tax invoices, mandatory submission of cash sales statements. For media content creation businesses, YouTubers, creators, and other media content creators must verify their obligation to submit cash sales statements. YouTubers, streamers, creators, and MCN-related businesses, strengthened crackdown on businesses using nominee names, enhanced inspections of structures where the actual business operator differs from the nominee businesses registered under the names of family members or acquaintances, and jointly operated businesses, new limit on deemed input, tax credit for used cars. Need to verify the limit regulations applicable after July 1, 2026, used car dealerships and related industries, implications of the increased surtax on tax invoices, fictitious or false tax invoices, are those issued without an actual transaction or that differ from the actual transaction details. Such documents can lead to the denial of input tax credits, surcharges, and audit risks. Before filing your tax return, you must verify the following: whether an actual transaction took place, whether the supplier and recipient are correct, whether the supply price and tax amount match the contract, deposit records, and transaction details, whether the transaction involved a defunct business or a business operating under a false name, whether the issuance and transmission dates of the electronic tax invoice are appropriate points of caution for media content creators. YouTubers, creators, streamers, and others have diverse sources of income, including advertising revenue, donations, sponsorship fees, lecture fees, content sales revenue, and platform settlement payments. If you are required to submit a cash sales statement, you must organize your income by type rather than simply reporting the total amount deposited into your account. The documents to review are as follows: platform settlement statements, advertising and sponsorship contracts, tax invoice and invoice issuance records, cash receipt issuance records, foreign currency deposit records, and exchange rate documentation, business account deposit and withdrawal records. Home tax VAT filing procedure. If you file directly through home tax, the general process is as follows. Step 1. Confirm eligibility for filing. Access the National Tax Service's home tax website, log in with your business account, and check the VAT filing guidelines, tax classification, and the reporting period. In particular, the reporting period may vary for simplified taxpayers, businesses that have changed their tax classification, and businesses with a history of suspension or closure. Step 2. Collect sales data. Gather the following data to ensure no sales are omitted: electronic tax invoice issuance records, credit card sales data, cash receipt issuance records, cash sales ledger settlement data from delivery apps, reservation apps, online stores, and payment gateway PG providers, documents related to exports or the zero-rated tax rate platform settlement data. Step 3. Collecting input tax data. Review the following documents to verify input tax credits: electronic tax invoice receipts, business credit card statements, cash receipt records, import tax invoices, records of business-related expenses, e.g. rent, telecommunications fees, advertising costs, supplies, whether any expenses are excluded from the credit. Step 4. Classify non-deductible items. Not all expenses are eligible for the input tax credit. Expenses for personal use, costs related to non-business passenger vehicles, costs related to tax-exempt businesses, and entertainment expenses must be reviewed separately. Step 5. Preparing and submitting the return under the output tax, input tax, deductions and exemptions, and surcharges in the VAT return menu on home tax. Even if some data is automatically populated in home tax, you should cross-check it against your ledgers to ensure no data is missing or duplicated. Step 6. Confirm payment or refund after submitting the return. If you owe tax, you must pay it by the deadline. Payment methods, such as bank transfer, credit card, or mobile payment, may vary depending on the options provided by home tax and financial institutions. If you are due a refund, you must verify your refund account and any related documentation. Pre-filing checklist, check item verification question, filing eligibility. Are you a business owner required to file for July 2026? Filing period. Can you complete both filing and payment by July 27, 2026? Omitted revenue. Have you included all revenue from credit cards, cash receipts, cash, online platforms, and tax invoices? Input tax deduction. Have you deducted only business-related expenses? Valid documentation. Do you have supporting documents such as tax invoices, credit card slips, and cash receipts? Tax invoice errors. Are the supplier, recipient, amount, and date of issuance correct? Exceptions for simplified taxpayers. Did you become subject to the July filing requirement due to issuing a tax invoice or changing your tax classification? Industry-specific requirements. Are there any separate documents required for submission, such as cash sales statements or supporting documents for the zero-rate tax? Risk of additional taxes. Are there any risks related to late filing, underreporting, late payment, or fraudulent tax invoices? Common mistakes. Omission of platform sales settlement amounts from delivery apps, online marketplaces, reservation platforms, and payment gateway PG companies may include a mix of credit card sales, cash receipt sales, and other types of revenue. Relying solely on platform settlement statements for filing can lead to duplication or omissions, so you must categorize expenses by payment method. Relying solely on registered business credit cards. Even if you've registered a business credit card with home tax, not all expenses are automatically deductible. If an expense is unrelated to your business or falls under a non-deductible category under the law, you cannot claim an input tax credit. Misunderstandings regarding filing obligations for simplified taxpayers. While there is a common perception that simplified taxpayers typically file once a year, filing in July may be required in cases such as when tax invoices have been issued or when switching to general taxpayer status. Failure to complete payment, submitting a tax return, and paying taxes are separate processes. If you file a return but fail to pay the tax, you may incur a late payment penalty. Preparation tips by business-type restaurants, cafes, and retail businesses: you must reconcile credit card sales, cash receipts, and sales from delivery apps. You must verify that no cash sales have been omitted. You must organize valid supporting documents for food ingredient purchases, rent, supplies, and advertising expenses. Online stores and mail order businesses separate settlement data from open marketplaces. Your own online store, payment gateways, PG, and mobile payment services. Reflect sales commissions, advertising costs, shipping fees, and return/cancellation records. If you have sales through overseas platforms or export transactions, verify documents for the preferential tax rate. Freelancers and content creators: you must verify whether you are registered as a business operator and your tax classification. You must categorize advertising revenue, sponsorship fees, donations, lecture fees, and revenue from content sales. You must verify whether you are subject to the obligation to submit cash sales statements related to media content creation. Used car dealers: you must review the new limits on the deemed input tax credit for used cars, which take effect on July 1, 2026. You must organize purchase and sales records for each vehicle, transfer registration records, and information on whether invoices or tax invoices were issued. Matters business owners must verify even when using a tax agent, even if a tax agent files the return on your behalf. The accuracy of the source documents is critical for the business owner. In particular, it is recommended that business owners personally verify the following: whether any sales have been omitted, cash sales and bank deposit records, distinction between personal and business expenses, errors in issuing or receiving tax invoices, whether platform settlement data has been double counted, tax amount due and payment deadline conclusion, the key to the July 2026 value-added tax, VAT, filing is to complete the filing and payment by July 27, accurately confirm whether you are required to file, and organize sales and purchase records according to the standards for supporting documentation. In particular, 2026 brings changes that may affect specific industries, such as stricter surcharges related to tax invoices, mandatory filing requirements for media content creators, crackdowns on businesses operating under false names, and limits on deemed input tax credits for used cars. So a final review is necessary before filing. Although VAT filing is a recurring process, even minor omissions or errors can result in surcharges. It is safest to organize your documents well in advance rather than waiting until just before the deadline, and to make use of both the home tax guidelines and a review by a tax professional.